calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones make studio-quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/Motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.
In the morning, you know, we can be very, very thankful and very proud to have someone like Kevin Dillon. He is the executive director at the Connecticut Airport, and I'll tell you, he has done an incredible job, and he's going to be speaking with me this morning. The Connecticut Airport Authority is giving executive director Kevin Dillon high marks for 2018, a year that has brought Bradley International Airport an extension of its sole European route, a new cargo operation with 160 jobs, and an uptick in travel numbers. Let's meet our very special guest, Kevin Dillon. Kevin, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Great to be with you.
Well, I'll tell you, I remember the last time you were, and you have really made this airport. It's just incredible to go in there now. And how does all this happen? It takes a lot of work. I know that.
Well, first and foremost, we have a great team here at the Connecticut Airport Authority. I've had the opportunity to work at a number of different airports around the country over my career, and this is probably the best team that I've ever had. So all of these accomplishments are really due to teamwork. I just get to be the guy at the head of the parade, but there's a great supporting cast that I have.
You know, I was looking at some of the passenger numbers, 6.5 million now, and it looks like you can go to 10 million. A new transportation center is on the way. I mean, it's just more, more, and more. How did you put this all together, Kevin?
Well, I think this is a great market. I think for many, many years, the aviation assets here in the state really weren't maximized, and that's not the fault of the state DOT that operated the airports prior to the Connecticut Airport Authority. They unfortunately had their hands tied behind their backs with the state bureaucracy. But I think, you know, Governor Malloy and the legislature creating a new independent aviation authority to focus exclusively on the airport assets here in the state was really the key. It freed us up to get a lot of things done. It freed us up to be a lot more entrepreneurial than the DOT could be under the state regime. So again, it's all about promoting the airport. As I said, this is a great market. We have 4.4 million people that live within our catchment area.
Wow.
That's a great, you know, stat to be able to offer to the airlines. I've often said if this airport was located somewhere out, you know, in the middle of the Midwest, we'd be a large hub airport. That is a significant passenger base to be able to offer to the airlines. So I think based on the demographics that we have in this catchment area, we can easily become a 10 million passenger airport.
You know, then also I was reading that a new transportation center is on the way, which will bring rental car companies onto the airport property. Is that so?
That's correct. This spring, we are hoping to start construction on a roughly $215 million transportation center. It's going to house all of our rental cars that today are scattered in and around the airport. That alone will be a great customer service improvement because you'll be able to walk right from the terminal building to get your rental car. You'll no longer have to take a bus to a rental car facility at Bradley Airport. It's also going to have some public parking. And we're also going to reserve a space in the facility that we're going to refer to as the transit center to connect the airport to other high-occupancy vehicle modes, principally regional bus services, but we're also very interested in connecting ourselves to the rail network here in the state.
Again, a few years ago, nobody ever dreamed this would happen, but it has under your leadership. And now, every now and then. Is this what you do? You get together with your staff and go over things and ideas. The ideas are just they just come all the time, it seems to me.
Well, we just completed a significant master plan update. That really lays out the roadmap for us for the next 20 years here at Bradley. So it's really a matter of just going through that plan and continuing to execute all of the major projects that we have laid out. But really the cornerstone of our success as the new Airport Authority has really been our route development efforts. We've been able to go out and convince airlines to invest in Bradley Airport. And I've often said, you know, we're competing with other regional airports for passengers, but we're actually competing with every other airport in the country for those airline assets. And the airlines will put their assets, their aircraft, at those airports where they can get the best return. So one of our keys to getting all of these new routes is to make sure that the cost structure of the airport stays in check. So we put a lot of focus on that, making sure that we can represent ourselves as the best bargain to the airlines. You know, the other focus that we have here is on customer service improvement. You know, we know as Bradley Airport, we're probably never going to have the route structure that the New York airports have or that Boston has. But what we're selling that those airports will never have is convenience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We focus on that, and everything we do here at Bradley Airport is with an eye towards customer service.
Kevin, Paul Pacelli here. Good morning. Yeah, I'm glad you touched on that. I do a fair amount of air travel, maybe once, twice a year, and I got to tell you, it's so nice to fly in and out of Bradley versus having to juke down to JFK or LaGuardia or Newark. I mean, God bless him. You know, New York and New Jersey are doing their best to modernize all three airports. But, you know, what a zoo down there. It's so nice to go in and out of Bradley. Plenty of parking. It's relaxed in the terminals. So kudos to that. Long term, what are you looking at inside the terminals now for maybe different food options or hotel options? What are you looking at?
Yeah, that's a real focus of ours, to bring in new concessions. We know our passengers want variety. So we are currently undertaking a complete review of the terminal facility to see how we can expand the spaces that we have allocated for concessions. We also want to expand our club space. We created the Escape Lounge here. That's a first-class lounge for any passenger. You don't have to belong to an airline frequent flyer club to use it. And it's become a very, very popular option. So we will actually want to expand the footprint of that club as well. So I think over the next year, you're going to see a real focus on some of those additional concessions to be brought into the terminal building. You know, over the past few years, we've made a lot of key moves in regard to that. We've brought in concessions such as Phillips Seafood and Two Roads Brewery, two very popular destinations, and we continue to enhance those offerings. But it is going to require us to actually expand the footprint of the building.
Say, Kevin, I see that you're co-chair of the new Governor-elect Ned Lamont's Transportation Policy Committee. Now, this will be more work for you. There's no question about it. But what are you going to do with this? I'm sure you'll come up with some more of your ideas.
Well, it's certainly a great opportunity to be the co-chair of a very important transition committee, and I'm certainly thankful to Governor-elect Lamont for allowing me to have that opportunity. I think it's a real good opportunity for us to bring aviation issues to the forefront, as well as focus on all of the transportation modes here in the state. I think, as most folks realize, you know, a transportation system is really the state's lifeblood. You need a healthy transportation system to maintain quality of life for residents, but you also need that healthy system to ensure that you have a successful business climate that, you know, helps your existing businesses as well as allows additional businesses to relocate to the state. So it's a great opportunity to focus on some very important needs here in the state. It's a quick turnaround. We really only had about 3 weeks to put together our recommendations, and in fact, we will be reporting out those recommendations later on today.
Wow, we got the right time to call you. You know, Kevin, I enjoy talking with you whenever we do have the opportunity, and what my partner just told you, I feel exactly the same way. You walk up there, you get wonderful folks that are around you. They come to you. They're polite. They and I tell you, I'm glad that every now and then we can get Kevin Dillon on the radio program so that this radio audience can see just where we're going at Bradley International.
Well, I certainly appreciate the opportunity.
Well, have a great day and continued success.
Sounds good, Brett. Thanks for having me.
You bet. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock.